today on Rockin' the Suburb.
Augmented with either lush strings or ambient electronica.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow members of the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my new music picks for July 2024. First up is the album by Parlor Greens. It's called In Green We Dream, and it's on the fabulous Coal Mine label based in Loveland, Ohio. This debut album from the heavy instrumental organ trio features Adam Scone, who played for Sugar Man 3 on organ, Jimmy James, ex Delvon Lamar trio, on guitar, and Tim Carman from GA20 on drums. Their sound is funky, greasy, and deep in the pocket. It would make a great soundtrack for your summer barbecue. Check out the opening track, Drip Torch. My song for this month is by The Breaks, Inc., and it's called The Ins and Outs of Always Being Sad. It's a six-piece band based in Queens, and the song is from a forthcoming album called Hotel Earth. They've been taking their time and want to record properly, and after 4 years, they say the album is nearly complete. All I can say is that if the rest of the album is at the same level, it should be a good one. Check it out. That's it for this month. As always, I look forward to hearing everyone's picks. In the meantime, keep listening to Suburbs Pod Radio, and I'll catch you next time.
Little pay, break your back and spend it all within a day.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson with my July new music picks. I'm featuring two veteran bands from LA that have been around for more than 10 years, but I just discovered this past month with their new album releases. The first is Wand with the album Vertigo, and it's their sixth release. They're a psychedelic rock band, and this recent release is a real cohesive, moody, and atmospheric album. It's best appreciated if you listen to it start to finish. It's soaked in reverb guitar throughout, but it's augmented with either lush strings or ambient electronica throughout the album. The song I want to feature is Smile, and it's probably the most upbeat song on the album. To me, it sounds like early Smashing Pumpkins with Thom Yorke singing. The second band I want to feature is Beechwood Sparks with Across the River of Stars. Now, they are just coming off a 12-year hiatus to release their fourth album. They are considered a cosmic country band, and I also hear some British Invasion psychedelic influences, too. If I had to sum up one band to describe their sound, it would probably be Jayhawks. The song I want to feature is Gentle Samurai, which is an homage to Tom Verlaine. It's a great cosmic country rocker with harmonies like the birds.
I can still hear.
The last song I want to ask you to play out with is a cover song. Say She covered the Talking Heads' Slippery People at a BBC session earlier this year, and they released it, I think, either in late June or early July, but I first heard it in July, and it's great. It comes off even funkier than the original. Thanks for letting me share my picks with you. I want to hear the picks of everybody on the podcast. This is my main source for new music. And I also want to put in a plug for my show on Rock in the Suburbs Radio called Midlife Crisis, which is on Thursdays at 4 Eastern. I want to give you a preview. Starting in early September, I'm going to take a deep dive into the Twin Tones record catalog, and that may extend over a couple of months. So please check that out, and check out all the other great shows on Rock in the Suburbs Radio. Have a good one.
It would make a great soundtrack for your summer barbecue.